On this episode, we talk about retail Armageddon. Let's go!
This is Dave, and welcome to the SVA Card Collectors Podcast.
What is up? What is going on, everyone? Dave at SVA Card Collectors. So it's still not 100% really warm, so let's just say you're a bigger gentleman, and you're going out for the day. You get your sweatshirt on with a hoodie. You put your shorts on. You get your sandals on. And you go, hey, I'm going to head over to Target. I got my gear on, and I'm ready to get some cards. So you get in your van, probably a minivan or a truck. Nah, not a truck. It's too cool. A minivan, and you head over to wait on a long, long line of Target, nice and early. And you see some other, when you get there, you see some other gentlemen wearing the same exact attire, same clothes, exactly the same. And you say, hey, how you doing? You ready to get some cards? And after he's done breathing heavily, he says, I don't know what to do anymore. Look at the sign. And there it is. May 14th, we will no longer be selling sports cards at Target. Nationwide. They said, we're done with you fatzos messing around, buying these things at $20-$30 and reselling them for $80-$90-$100. We're tired of you fighting in the parking lot, fighting in the stores, trying to shoot each other for it, which, to be honest with you, they should just put the videos out. I would love to watch a bunch of svelte gentlemen start beating each other, pummeling each other to get some box of cards. But, what did you guys expect? I mean, really, Target doesn't want to deal with your nonsense. Most of the time, people are there buying sports cards. They're not moseying around and buying other stuff. They're just getting cards. And they're, you know, slowly, very slowly and breathing heavily walking away. Yes, we get it, Dave. All right, they're fat. So, yeah, they're tired of the nonsense. They don't want to deal with it. And so they just said, we're done. So Target's going to try to figure out a way to sell these cards. Panini pretends they sent out, something saying, hey, we know there's issues. Don't worry. Every single time we hear these issues, we're, you know, taking care of it by not doing anything about it. Walmart's pretty much doing the same thing. They're, a lot of them, they don't have a nationwide, but it seems like a lot of stores are saying, all right, we're done. Not every store, but a lot of stores. And, you know, you hear people go, well, maybe it's the employees buying them. Maybe it's people making deals off to the side, which is, happens all the time in other products. Amazon, FBA, that's what you do. You go make relationships with managers so you're able to buy the stuff so you can not have to deal with fighting with people and yeah. All that good stuff. So what does this mean? Not too much, I don't think. The reason is you still have breakers out there and they need cards to break. And so this was a cheaper option for people to buy because they can't afford hobby boxes and jumbo boxes and whatever other, you know, circle jerk boxes they got out there now. And so they use these for people to, you know, a cheaper way for people to get into it or just, hey, well, you know, we're selling it for $80. And for the most part, they were the people sending guys out there and saying they're going to buy. And so they will continue to buy because there is a demand for, breakers, you know, breaking cards and getting cards, which that is truly what is breaking this hobby, breakers. It is and was a cheap way to be able to get just a certain team. If you were a Yankee fan and you didn't have money to buy a $1,000 case, you would just go, hey, I'll spend $150, $200 and I'll just get all the Yankees in the case. Or I'll get another team. Now it's, all right, I'll pay $1,000 or $800 to get a team, which is insane. And you might as well just buy the card that you want because that's what the price will be. And you know, people go, oh, well, you can get the cards and then you can get them graded And that's how you make your money that way. Base cards are starting to go down because really it's all about, you know, the limited quantity of stuff. And so there goes that as well. Also, PSA isn't grading, so some other companies are trying to get involved. And SGC lowered their prices, which was a good thing. I did not believe that they were going to drop their prices back down once they went from 20 or 25 to 75. But they did make good on their promise. Hopefully, they're able to withstand the barrage that they're about to get again. But what are we doing about Target, Walmart, retail blasters? What are we doing? I get mine at a candy shop. He basically sells it at slightly lower than eBay prices, but not much. And really what we have to pray for is what people really are not going to want to hear. We're going to have to get breakers to stop doing what they're doing. And it is gambling, and it should be regulated, but it's not. For whatever reason, which I'm really surprised, because people, you know, especially the government, they like to get their grubby hands on everything. They really do. They get all excited. Ooh, I can make money or taxes or whatever the case may be out of that. Let me get into it and let me regulate it so you have to pay a fee, just like a gambling and casinos and all that nonsense. And it is gambling. No matter how you try to change it or do whatever, there may be a chance where you don't get anything and you're paying for a chance, an opportunity to get something. That is gambling, guys. And until that is regulated, where people, as soon as you start regulating that, this retail stuff, this nonsense is going to stop. Because then breakers will stop trying to buy these boxes and the prices will start to go down because the flip won't be there. Right now it's there because I'm assuming other breakers are buying these boxes. There are, you know, richer people that have the money to do it. But for the most part, I think that's where a large portion of that is going. Also realize, Panini, they ain't no dopes either. Eventually, when, you know, their retail lease is up with Walmart and Target, they're going to say, screw you, I'm going to make three times as much money on my Panini website. And that's what they're going to do. I don't know if Topps will do that. I think they will raise their price as well. But as soon as they can get out of it, they will. They know that they can sell out on their website. They do not need Walmart or Target, even though they are a massive, massive customer. But they don't have any problem selling it. And so they'll sell it for 70, 80 bucks. They don't care. They're done with this, oh, you know, you can buy it and then flip it. No, no, no. They're going to make that money. That's it. They're done with playing nice. It's not even playing nice. They're just done with that nonsense. They want to make all the money. They really don't care. And so if you were to actually regulate breakers, the little kids going, all right, we're going to break. We're doing a team break and we're going to do this. And every single breaker and their mother would go down to the ground because they wouldn't go through the hoops. They're not going to set up an LLC, go through the hoops of, you know, with the gambling commission or whatever commission that you're going to have to go through. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't pay the fee to maybe have a chance of maybe making money breaking cards. It'll be too much. The big companies will do it, and that's about it. And so that would drive down the prices drastically. Not everybody would be a breaker. And so that would be that. And so that is what we should be praying for. That's what we should be doing. Yes, I do like breakers. You know, I like watching it. But I think that is what really is hurting the hobby with regards to boxes. You know, the price of them. They should not be that much money. They really shouldn't. And I don't see it going down anytime soon. I've been completely wrong about prices going down. I thought they would be starting to go down this year. They're not. They're not going to anywhere. No way. Not going to happen. And so, I don't know. I think Target will eventually reintroduce, you know, retail boxes. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're probably going to do it, you know, You're going to have to talk to someone. It'll be a certain time. Maybe they're not. Maybe they just go, you know what? We just don't want to deal with their nonsense. And I can understand that because really, that's not what they're about. That's not what's, that's not where they're making their big money. They're really not. And so we're going to be stuck right now with buying overproduced product because they are going to produce a lot more because the demand is there. And it's a fugazi demand because it's a breaker demand. Well, you know what? I shouldn't say it's a fugazi demand because people are buying breaks. And so they need the boxes. But people are buying and just hoarding and waiting. But again, people have always done that. Not to this extent, but they have been doing it. So I just know the demand is there. So Panini is going to start pumping them out. And you know they're not going to give you the print runs because why would they? And so there's that. So you're going to be guessing. And you're going to be a year and two later going, holy crap, look how many cards of these are being graded. Or look how many are on eBay. And you're just going to go, ah, crap, there's just too many of them. And the stuff that we were worried about, 2018, 2019 being overproduced, I think they will be dropping the buckets from where we're going right now. And that's due to the demand is high. I've also been hearing there's more inserts and more, you know, numbered inserts. So even that will start getting diluted. Do I think we're in a junk wax era? No, I don't. But are things being more produced? Yeah, of course they are. Why wouldn't they? People are buying it, they're going to produce more. Why wouldn't you? And so it sucks. People, you know, who wear sweatshirts and shorts and sandals, they got no place to go during the week now. I don't know what they're going to do. They might hold like, you know, one of them, you know, like an AA meeting. Maybe they'll come together and they'll talk about, you know, what to do next. But, I mean, I could see it coming. I knew it was coming. I don't know how no one else is. Everyone's all shocked and like, what do we do now? And most of people are like, well, I wasn't buying it anyway, which is the truth. Most of us, A, couldn't find it anymore. And B, I think if you've been following me a little bit, I've just been buying the cards that I want because it's the same price as me buying a box. So why not just get the card I want and not guess? If it was low enough, you know, it's worth that gamble. It's worth that chance. I still love opening packs. I would love to open a box of cards, but it just makes absolutely no sense. It's just too much money. You're just throwing money away, and the cards that you have in there are not worth the amount of the box. It's just not. 80s, 70s, you know, maybe 90s certain, you know, sets. Yeah, of course, sealed wax, you know, is a good investment to hold. Now, I don't think it's a good time to buy these cards to hold them, boxes to hold them. Short term, possibly. Long term, no. I just really don't. Unless there's some Hall of Famer in there. You know, maybe Zion is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so holding his box, that box of cards, will end up being, you know, fruitful 10, 15, 20 years later. I don't know. But to hold on, you know, for that hope, I can't see it. Not right now. Especially when there's other boxes that you can buy that you know will always go up. You know, you buy 83 tops, 85 tops, baseball, wax box. That will always go up, no matter what. It's going to go up every year. Unless all of them become like, you know, child rapists or something like that. And where, you know, or they just start, all the top players just start killing people. The prices aren't going to go down. And so that's where I would be with regards to wax boxes, with retail. Just don't buy it. Just buy the card you want and that's it. Next episode will be about eBay and all their wonderful changes that they've been doing. I know the app has been all fuzzy and is all has been working too well. I finally was able to reply to an offer that I got on eBay, which was good. I noticed that the fees, I think, have gone up. But again, I wanted to go through a whole thing. I don't want to just, you know, all willy-nilly on you. I don't want to do that. Heaven forbid I do that. But yeah. And also, I will definitely do an episode on CGS. I want to finally submit my cards. I'm in a little dilemma because I'm looking at CGS and SGC and the prices. SGC doesn't have those subgrades, yet they get as much money as a CGS card with subgrades. And so it's like $30 for CGS, $30 for SGC. So now it's, well, who can get me the cards faster? And I think right now SGC might be the way to go, but I'm nervous because they're not too good with regards to keeping, you know, their times. They go, yeah, we're going to do good. Oh, no, we're not. So I know CGS has been doing better, but that's with not the bulk. Bulk, if I send it, I'm not getting it back for 7 months, 8 months, which is just ridiculous. I don't care. I don't care if people go, well, it's cheap cards. What do you expect? No, you got to do better. You just have to do better. The fact that I have to give you a card and I have to wait 8 months is just ridiculous. I don't care about any grading, you know, company. I don't care. Just be ready. Hire more people. You know, it was real nice watching Sports Card Investor with SGC and what they do and how they grade and stuff like that. I watched, you know, like 15, 20 minutes of it, and it was pretty interesting. And you go, oh, you know, now I understand what they go through. Now I understand, you know, what they have to do. I don't care. I want my cards when you say you're going to give it to me. And that's that. I don't care. Amazon isn't going through their facility and going, sorry, it's going to take 3 weeks, you know, for your toothpaste. No, they wouldn't be in business. And so I want what I want. I want, if you say it's going to be 2 months, that's what I want. I know you're going to say, well, it's going to take you 8 months. That's way too long for me. Sorry, I'm not going to use you. You need to do better. And so that's what I'm waiting for. And that's where I'm getting a little, I may instead do the SGC route, even though I'm annoyed at them. I do like the black tuxedo. But that will be another episode. I'll go a little bit more in depth. Guys, head over to svacardcollectors.com. I'm trying to write some articles. I wrote an article. It's for newer people, you know, what are the different types of refractors? One of the, you know, the more popular ones. So take a, you know, look at there. I have other articles there as well. What is Top Shot? Whole bunch of slew of stuff. How to package your card properly. All good stuff. That's pretty much it. That's all I got. SVACardCollectors.com. I have the Facebook group. And you guys know what to do. Buy some cards, go broke. Later.